Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
According to reports, Gqeberha's water supply would run out sometime towards the end of May into June. And to give us an update and provide some insight into the crisis is the Director of Water and Sanitation for Nelson Mandela Bay, Mr. Barry Martin. Barry, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning and good morning to listeners.
Barry, if the water usage carries on the way it is, do we have the exact date that supplies will run out?
The date changes as we go along and the water storage in the dams change. But as of yesterday, the remaining days in Churchill Dam was 22 days, in Porfo Dam 30 days, and Luri Dam 77 days. And this, you can Google this on our municipal website. There's a daily dashboard that reflects some critical information relating to this as well.
Barry, it's Lee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi there. Operations, you know, obviously under strain, and there seems to be frequent mechanical and electrical breakdowns and so on. The Gqeberha pump station, as a case in point, is still not operational. Where are we in terms of the refurbishment of critical pump stations, like the Nooitgedacht project, for example?
Okay, let me just accept two matters. Firstly, Gqeberha pump station is a new pump station under construction, and that will come on stream at the end of June. Secondly, is Nooitgedacht. Obviously, the connecting up of the Phase 3 plant has happened on the 28th of March, and we are already starting to receive water from that system, because from about 2 to 3 weeks ago, we have started decommissioning the temporary water treatment facility at Grassreach, and we're only putting treated water through the plant. So the need to treat the untreated water directly from the dam is not required anymore. And all of those mechanical, electrical things are in place to transfer the water. Over the last 3 to 4 months, we have made strategic repairs, like repairing of bearings and electrical switches and the like, to keep the pump stations going, and the maintenance team has been quite active in maintaining all of that. So we are stretched to the limit, but at the moment there are no serious mechanical electrical failures.
Okay, you mentioned the treatment of the water. So obviously with the drought, there's a risk to the reticulation system. And my understanding is, you know, as the water gets lower and lower, it then becomes difficult to treat with lots more chemicals required, meaning the quality is compromised and there's a real risk of contamination. According to the NMB website, we are currently sitting at 12.38%. At what level or percentage does contamination become an issue?
Let me put it this way. Contamination would come in the form of sludge or suspended matter in the water. Mm. When we treat the water, we try and remove all of that as safely as possible, and we disinfect the water so that when the water arrives at our customers, that it is safe to drink. And we've managed to maintain that all the time. There has been a few glitches in the system a couple of months ago, but that has been resolved. But as far as possible, once the water goes through the treatment plant, it is safe to drink. Obviously, the processes in how much chemicals we add, that takes place at the plant. But obviously what happens also is you might sit with more wastage at the plant because of the high suspended matter, so that you have to backwash your filters and keep that clean at all times, and there would be an increase of wastage of water from that point of view.
Barry mentioned earlier that day zero, it kind of like moves back and forth. Let's just say, and obviously the rainfall, the long rainfall forecast is not looking very promising at the moment. What will happen should nothing, no rainfall happens, there's no rainfall? What are we looking at? What will the situation in Gqeberha and Nelson Mandela Bay be like?
3 weeks from now, which is 14th of June, that week before the 16th of June, that is our critical week as far as the numbers are going. That is 22 days, which is 3 weeks from now. So that is 3 weeks from now, we will lose Churchill Dam. We won't have water there. Mm. And then the only water from the Krom system we can get from the Mpofu Dam. This is an additional complicating factor. Because we operated both dams and the treatment works together to keep the water pressurized in the bulk pipeline coming through, So once you lose the water from the one resource, there will not be enough water in the pipeline. So immediately the pressures will drop. Our ability to get water into certain bulk reservoirs will not be as speedily as normal. And immediately the connecting points to Coga municipality will run dry because there won't be enough pressure to give them also water. And we will start feeling the pinch from that first 3 weeks from now, basically.
Very difficult question, Barry, and I'm sure you've been asked this a couple of times already. Let's pretend, not pretend, but let's say it's day zero today. What plans are there in place for the residents?
As of this week, we have concluded our planning for emergency water collection points. And they are being rolled out due from this week onwards. The contractors have been briefed everything. So the sites will be starting to appear. And what it means is that certain areas, about 80-odd sites, has been identified in the metro where there will be common collection points from water, from rainwater tanks, or directly from communal taps, from bulk pipelines that might still be alive to keep hospitals and the like still going.
Barry, you know, just personally, I'm very risk averse. I want to go back to the potential risks. We spoke about the contamination of water, drinking water, and I just want to chat about the sanitation system. My understanding is that from the end of May, potentially 40% less water is going to go into the treatment works. How does that then impact, you know, the sanitation system? Are there blockages that can be anticipated? Because my biggest concern is the health risks for communities.
Okay, let me first start off by saying that currently as we speak now, the amount of sewer blockages that's in the sewer reticulation system that we are experiencing now is already three times higher than 2 or 3 years ago. And that is already because of the reduced amount of water that's coming down our sewer reticulation system. That's number one. Mm. Number two is when you flush your water with maybe reused water and the like, the amount of water to convey the feces or paper and stuff like that that used in a toilet in particular is reduced and the risk of blockages is high. We have a contingency plan in place for that. We will be using, I don't know if you've seen in the down Cape Road in the medians and stuff like that, our parks department use water trucks that conveys recycled wastewater.
Mm.
We will be using all of those recycled wastewater trucks. I think there are 8 of them or so. And we will flush the sewer system from at strategic points to keep whatever is in the pipe flowing and prevent whatever is there from drying up. Because drying, if the water just runs away in the feces state, it dries and it creates a blockage.
Yes.
So we will be maintaining flushing the sewer reticulation system with recycled wastewater.
Well, not sure what more to say except for, hold on, folks, it's going to be a rough ride. Mr. Barry Martin, Director of Water and Sanitation for Nelson Mandela Bay. Barry, thanks for joining us on the show this morning
and
painting that picture, realistic
picture.
Thank
you very much, and thank you to your listeners as well.
Thanks, Barry.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.